This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmers Edge. I'm Riley Smith. Farmers are biding their time with input purchases for next year. We'll have more right after this.
Keep your soil in state with Iowa local Farmers Edge Laboratories. Interested in trying a new laboratory? Contact Farmers Edge to take advantage of their new customer pricing and learn about their volume discounts and fast turnaround times. Did they mention free recommendations with every report? Take advantage of this special offer by contacting 888-576-6777 and mention the special offer, or visit www.farmersedge.ca/USA lab to learn more. Soil test with the best. Farmers Edge Laboratories, located in Grimes, Iowa.
As commodity prices fell in recent months, input costs have been slow to follow. Josh Linville, vice president of fertilizer for StoneX, says buying inputs is a challenge for farmers.
Farmers, of course, are struggling with low grain prices. That has been the single biggest conversation out there, is that fertilizer prices are high, but the manufacturers like, well, it's high before and they bought it. It's like, well, that's right. But corn was $4, $5, $6 a bushel. And today we're looking at something with a three in front of it. So the cash flow is significantly different, which is going to change how the farmer moves to the marketplace. You know, when we look at what we expect for next year, we're still forecasting 91.5 million acres of corn for 2025. That begets a certain amount of phosphate and potash and nitrogen demand, but that does not mean they have to step in early. So that is changing things.
There are geopolitical situations that could have a significant impact on the availability and price of fertilizer in the future.
Globally, there are some things that still spook us that I know things are bad today, but they can certainly get worse. When you start to think about the Israel-Iran situation, the Russia-Ukraine situation, the China-Taiwan situation, and then you start to look at the fertilizers that are produced around these regions, I hope that this is the worst it gets, but I'm not going to make any guarantees on it.
Linville says many farmers are choosing to wait instead of locking themselves in right now.
A lot of people have got the mindset, I am going to wait. I am going to wait to see if prices go down. I am going to wait to see if grains go up. I am going to wait to see if something jumps out as the crop to produce next year. But if I lock in stuff now, I'm locked in. I can't get away from that. So everybody is going to take this wait mentality, and that's okay. It's first half August. It's slow. It's quiet. We're a very long way from spring.
For more information, visit StoneX.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.